Torment. The Dining Room of the Convent of Santa Maria della Grazia, Milan, Italy, February 6, 1498. Leonardo da Vinci was living a lie. It tormented him day and night. For the first 46 years of his life, he had chosen to ignore the war raging in his head. Alas, the ostrich approach was no longer an option. Not now. Not with the battle but inches from his face. He set a paintbrush upon the scaffolding and cracked his knuckles, one after the other. He'd been holding his favored brush for hours without making a single stroke. Such introspective stints should not be problematic, but they were. Although the sessions spent in contemplation were often Leonardo's most productive, generating the insights that elevated his artwork, the prior presiding over his project was not convinced. In Geoffrey's monastic world, idle hands were the devil's workshop. Truth be told, on this particular occasion, Prior Geoffrey had a point. Leonardo had made no progress today. Despite giving the problem his full focus, he remained stumped and indecisive. "You've been summoned by the Duke." The words shattered da Vinci's concentration like a rock through a window. After his senses regained their balance, Leonardo saw that Francesco had joined him on the scaffolding.
"What does Sforza want?"
Leonardo's assistant gave a slight shrug.
"Do you think he'd tell me?"
Of course he wouldn't. The Duke of Milan, Ludovico Sforza, employed tens of thousands of men. He was a man of great power, pride, and prestige. He would not deign to confide in underlings, nor would he react kindly to being kept waiting. The man who paid the bills rarely did. Leonardo found the Duke in the courtyard of the royal residence at Castle Sforza. This was a welcome stroke of luck. Leonardo had designed the playful fountains that were its focal point. Delighting visitors young and old, the waterworks were a source of pride for Ludovico, and a constant reminder of Leonardo's genius. Had the weather not been so temperate, they might be meeting in the Sala delle Arse. That venue would have been considerably less propitious, for Leonardo was well behind schedule in painting its ceiling. The challenge he faced with Sforza's fresco was entirely different from that of his current endeavor. The vegetable motifs the Duke had requested were boring, and boring always ranked last on Leonardo's want-to-do list. While he waited for his turn before the big chair, Leonardo's thoughts returned to the tormenting task he'd just abandoned. For 3 years he had been faithfully planning and painting the climactic scene from the four Gospels, the Last Supper. He was capturing the moment just after Jesus revealed that one of the 12 disciples at the table would betray him. The enormous mural that covered an entire wall of the dining room was almost finished. Only two small sections remained untouched. Alas, they were the most important. The focal points that everyone entering the room were sure to study, the centers of energy and emotion, the faces of Judas and Jesus. The latter was the source of Leonardo's torment, not the artistry involved in painting the Son of God, but the hypocrisy. Try as he might, Leonardo could not convince himself to truly believe in the God of the Bible. He couldn't reconcile the picture preached in Scripture with the suffering he saw. Therefore, he couldn't imbue his artwork with the authenticity it deserved. How could the Almighty possibly permit the innocent to endure so much misery?